So his wife said to him, so Amrala, Amarla, excuse me, Amrale, Divisu, Aremas Nezel Venitsar Kulehai. When are we going to start making a parnas? Amrala, Maini Avid, Bairachame, Dinesu, Lachamidi. So Bairachame, Yotza, Kimin Pisas Yad, Vihavale, Chad Kara, de Betura, de Dahava. So she basically says you have to daven for a parnasa. So he davens, and the image comes out of a hand holding a leg of a golden table. So then there was a vision. Chazia b'chalma said tzadiki da'achli abtori da'hava de'islei t'las kari. Very fascinating. So instead of four legs, there's three legs to the table. The tzadikim are ochlin on olam haba, on a golden table of three legs. And the response of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa to this is, ve'at ochalas aptura detrei kari. In the part of that vision was his wife would only have a shulchan of two legs, right? Aren't you uncomfortable with that proposition? In other words, you're giving up 3 minus 1 is 2. If you want your hanoah and olam hazeh, you'll be giving up the koras ruach of olam haba. So Amar La Nichalach the Mechalachi Kule Alma Ptura de Mishalim Vaanan Aptura de Mechser. So Amar Lay Umayne Ovid by Rachame Dinashkilinu Minoch. So she says, what should we do? He says, well, let's daven that Hashem should take it away. So by Rachame Vishaklinu Tanagadul Hayanesa Achron Yoser Minarishon de Gemiri de Mehav Yahave Mishkalo Shakle. That once Hashem gives, he doesn't typically withdraw. So Chad Veshim Shi Chazi the Brasi to have a Satziva. He saw his daughter was upset. Amar Labiti the Mayatziva. Amar Lei Kli Shel Chometz this Chalif Li Bechli Shel Shemen. We adakti minu Or LeShabbos. I thought I had oil to light the Shabbos candles, and I lit vinegar instead. What a waste! So Amar Labiti Mayichbas Lach Misha Amar LeShemen Viyidlok. Hu Yomar the Chometz Viyidlok. Hashem will do an ace for us. Again, they were used to Ma'is Anisim in the house of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, so he will tell the Chometz to be kindled. Tana Hayadolik v'holech chol ayum kolo ad shehivu mimenu or lahavdala. It lasted the entire day, and they were even able to draw from it for purposes of havdala. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa havu lehanach izei at goats. So Amrlei, he was accused of being a menace to the neighborhood. Kamifsedan izach. Amari kamifsedan nechlinu dube. If they're really causing property damage, let them be consumed by bears. Ve'ilo kolchada v'chada tesi la'arsa duba bekarnayhu. So, and if it's not the case, so then let them all come back, and as a mark of their innocence, have them impale the bears on their horns, which is not obviously a typical animal interaction. Normally the bears would get the best of the goats. Lo'orta aisi kolchada v'chada duba bekarnayhu. More on that in a second. So havale ha'yishivu v'sadik ha'banya be'esav lo'mati kishure. She was building the house, and the beams, the structural beams, were not sufficient. So asa l'kami amr le'banisi be'esi v'lo kamati kishurai. She told him the problem. So amr lo ma'ashmeich. Said, what's your name? Amr le'iku. Amr iku nimtu. Kishurayich. So he said two words, basically. Tana higiu achiyatu amalachan v'amalachan. Not only did they suffice, but there was a little bit left over. Reish omrim snifin asa'um, meaning that they were constructed, basically, of component parts, and more were miraculously added. So Tanya plimo omer ani raisi osu abayis v'heyu karosav yotzos amalachan v'amalachan, as the Gemara stated. V'amrali bayizah Shekira Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa betzvilah. So this house was built with, right, the house that Ruth built, the house that Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa built with his tefilos. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa mehechan havu le'izim. So the Gemara says, wait a second, I thought he was poor. V'ha'ani havi. V'od amru chachami v'gadlin v'heim adaka v'eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Pinchas, ma'isev avar adam lechad al Pesach v'esa v'niach sham tarni golden v'tza'as an ishto. So Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, you can imagine what taiva there was. They were so poor. Right? Because it's an aveda. You're not allowed to benefit. So the house started filling up with chickens, and it was causing terrible tsar for the family. So umicharan, that's based on the principle of Aveda, if it's becoming such a burden, kana b'dmeihem izim. Okay, and they bought goats with the money. Okay, so pamachas avaroso adam shibdu mimenu hatarnigolim v'amar lechavero b'chani nichti hatarnigolim shali. So shamir b'chanina bendo samar lo yesh lecha bahen siman. Can you describe what they looked like to me? Amar lo hein. So nasli siman v'natal asein. So Rabbi Chanina ben Doza immediately gave him the izim. He said, I'll tell you what happened. Initially, we took the tarnagolim, we held on to them, they caused us problems, we bought these goats, they're all yours. So he wasn't trying to be begadal behem adaka of Eretz Yisrael, but it was really just a kiyom in Aveda, in Hashavas Aveda, vehen in izi da isu dubi bekarnayu. And the person was, you know, made aware of the special properties of these izim, that they had gored a number of bears, which had been menacing the neighbor at Reb Lazar ben Pedas, famous from the Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan incident. He was the replacement. Chavrusa d'chikile milsa. Tuva is extremely poor. He went for a bloodletting of in milsa. He couldn't even eat anything afterwards, so he donated blood, didn't get any cookies or orange juice. Vilohavile midi limitam, so he's about to pass out. Chuckle bread the suma v'shade b'fume. He took a little piece of garlic and he put it in his mouth. Chalash libe v'nims. He basically passed out. Azul Rabbanan l'shiyule bay. People came to check out his health. Chaziu techabachi v'chiech. Didn't look good. He was both crying and laughing. V'nafak tusisi denura me'apuse. And his forehead was giving off a kind of irradiance. So ki iter amale my time akabachi v'chiech. Why were you crying and laughing at the same time? This is like a nervous breakdown. So Amar Lahu Dehavu Yasev Yimi Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Says here's what happened. God was with me. V'Amri Le'ad Masa Yitzdari B'Hayalma. So he said, until when am I going to have to suffer in the, you know, Olam Hashaker? You know, so Amar Li Elazar Bini Nichali De'Ifchali Alma Meresha. He says, God said to me, I'll do the whole world over. Afshar, who knows that you could be born De Misyada B'Shaita De Mizoni. Maybe you'll be born into more prosperous times. So Imre Nakame Kule Haiva, if sure. So Reb Elazar ben Pedas said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's interesting, he didn't challenge Rabbi Yochanan very much, but he does challenge Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, I don't understand, if you could, you know, turn the entire world back and start human history over again, it's just an efsher? Like, you wouldn't be able to organize that for me and put me, like, into, like, a wealthier society? It was a little bit of a funny line. So Amar Lei, D'chi Tzveo D'chayna. He says, am I past the halfway point of his life? Amar Lei, so Hashem says, no, you're on the downhill stretch. D'chiya. So Im Nekami, Im Kein Lo Ba'ina. So he says, because it's not worth it. I've already, you know, suffered through most of it. Don't go in and undo the French Revolution. So Amar Lei, B'hai Yigra D'Amar Lo Ba'ina. Yehim Nelecha La'al Madasi, T'lei Sarei Naharvasa D'mashcha Fir Simon. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, since you didn't make me go back, I would have done it for you, but since you didn't make me go back and redo all of human history, I'll give you, you know, metaphorically speaking, 13 rivers that are floating with oil, like the Tigris and the Euphrates. So Hashem says, I'll have to leave something over for your friends. So Imri Lei. So he said to him, what am I asking from somebody who has limited resources? So at that point, Hashem sort of like snapped him on the forehead, you know, but with love, Machyan be askutla putai, amrli elazar beri giri bach giri. So he says, arrows upon you, elazar, arrows upon you. It's like nitzchuni banai. So that's why his forehead was shining and again, he was crying. Because he knew that his days were numbered, and he was laughing because he knew that he had a great reward in the Olam HaEmes. Rabbi Chama bar Chanina gazer tanisa v'lo asei metra. So Amar Leva, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi gazer tanisa v'asei metra. So the Balabatim said to him, but Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi can do it. So Amar Lehu, ha'ana har balinivai. He says, yeah, the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi can do it. You think you're talking to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? What do you want from me? So Amar Lehi, so he said to him, well, okay, so you're, you know, a tier B rabbi. And they say, okay, maybe we'll all do it together. So Bon Rachmev lo asi mitra. So they couldn't do it either. So Amarlahu Nichalahu Nichalahu Shiyavu Matar Bishvilein. So he says, you really want rain? So Amarlay Hain. So Amar Rikia Rikia Kasi Panayich. So he says, skies, cover yourselves, meaning clouds. Lo Ichzi, they didn't listen. So Amar, so he said, wow. Kama azin pani riki, the heavens are very brazen not to listen. So ichsi beva va'asa mitra. So once he said that, So the rains came because the skies did not want to be so accused. Levi gazer tanisa v'lo asa mitzra. I'm at the fund of Ribono Shel Olam. Alisa v'yashavti b'maro v'ena tamarachim al banecha asa mitzra v'itla. So after Levi said this, yes, the rains came, but he was tzolei al yirecho. He became lame. So Rav Lazar lo olam al yatiach adam dvarim klapei mala. There are limits to how a person should daven. Sherei adam gadol hitiach dvarim klapei mala v'itla. Umanu Levi, v'ha'gar malei, v'ha'levi, yichve kida kami the Rebbe v'itla. Maybe it was because he sort of bowed down inappropriately to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So ha'v'ha'gar malei was a combination of both of these things. So I would say that the ha'v'ha'gar malei is really a way of saying that it was the same mechayiv in both cases, a certain disrespect to klapei mala, either being brazen with Hashem or being brazen with Hashem by according a human being too much direct kavod, kida, which the Kohanim used to do in the Beis HaMikdash, kida is ape apayim. Okay, that's something that should have been reserved. So Rabbi Chia bar Lulyani shaminu lahanech anane dekaamri nesu v'nesu maya ba'amun v'moav. So he heard that the clouds were saying, let's go rain in Ammon and Moab. Amr the fun of Ribbono Shel Olam, kshanata Torah l'amelcha Yisrael, chazarta kolmos olam v'lo kiblua, ve'achshav atanosin le'matar, shadu hacha. So that was a winning argument, shadu adu chtayu. Darish Rabbi Chia bar Lulani, may dechsev tzadik ha-tamar yifrach, keres v'alvanon yizgeh, v'im nomar tamar laman emar erez, v'im nomar erez laman emar tamar. So ilu nemar tamar v'lo nomar erez, ha-yisi omer ma tamar... Ein gizel machlif, its shoots do not regenerate. Af tzaddik, chas v'shalom en gizel machlif, which Rashi takes to mean that he's not going to be part of tchias ameisim. Lekach nemar eres. So even nemar eres, lo nemar tamar. Yisi omer ma eres en osa peros. Af tzaddik, chas v'shalom en osa peros. Lekach nemar tamar v'nemar eres. So the Gemara challenges this, and I'll come back to a point here. Ve'erez gizel machlif, is it really true that the shoots keep on growing? Matanya. Halokeach ilan mechaveru lakutz, so magvio min hakarka tevach v'kotzeis. What you have to do is take it out of the karka tevach, and then you can chop it down. Bistan hashikma shnei tvachim, so you have to take a little bit more of the ground. Bipsulas hashikma, it's never been cut or even trimmed before, shlosha tvachim. Bekanim v'gifanim, min hapkaku l'mala, bitkalim v'arazim, chofer l'mata, mashrish, all you have to do is just dig underneath it and uproot it because it's geza, it's not machlef, it will not regenerate. So Rashi points out what the 10 species actually are. Okay, so be that as it may, I want to say the following. The tzaddik ha-tamar yifrach yarez b'avanon yizgeh. So if you look at the Gemara carefully, what it says basically, a tzaddik has two distinct properties. One property of the tzaddik is the masim tovim, is the sense of the good works that they do. But the other one is the gizel machlef. The gizel machlef is associated here with the sense of rootedness in the ground. And I think that is really an almost surpassing role of the tzaddik in a particular society, because what the tzaddik does is not just the sum total of the masim tovim, but it's really the gizel machlef. It's the shorashim that the tzaddik is able to, especially in nifsak, if it's sundered, if it's cut. So what they're able to do is put roots back down. They're able to anchor, and that's what a tzaddik does for a kehila. It's an anchoring force, and the kehila is unmoored, so it's a stabilizing force. Tzaddik ha-tamar yifrach ke'erez. That's what the Gemara means when it says Tala Ba'ashli Ravrave, when they're looking for the anchoring, the stabilizing force of an Adam Gadol. So Tana Rabbanu Ma'aseh Rab Lazar Shigazar Shoshes Reitanios Al Tzibor Liyardu Geshamim Biachrona Hischilu Al Tzibor Latzeis. Right, very deflated and demoralized. Amr Lahem. She said, by the way, does everybody have a grave prepared? Right, we're all doomed. So Tichantem Kivarim La'atzmechem. So go Kolam Bebechia. So with that one line, you got everybody to cry. V'yardu gishamim. So there's a very well orchestrated. Shuv ma'aseh Rav Lazar shiar lifnei ateva v'amr esrim v'arba brachos lanana yaru Rabbi Kiva is talmid. Racha Rav Amar avinu makenu lenu melech halata avinu makenu lemancha rachem aleinu v'yardu gishamim. So Havu Mirani Rabbanan, so the rabbis were mocking Rabbi Lazar a little bit that his Talmud got the Gishamim and he didn't. Yatzis Abbas Kalva Amra Lobim De Shazeh Godel Mizeh. It's not that Rabbi Lazar surpassed Rabbi Kiva. Ela Shazeh Mavir Al Midosev Izeinu Mavir Al Midosev. That this one is more flexible. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu really needed that messenger because he was Mavir Al Midosev relative to Rabbi Eliezer, who we know was a little bit rigid, the whole Tanur Shalach Noi story, a very clear example of that. Tanur Rabbanan and Masa, but again, it was also great strength because he never would have become who he was had he not been willing to stand up to his father. Tanur Rabbanan Masa Yugisham Yardin Vatzibar Poskin Mitanisam. So the first thing that the Gemara says, Kimbalai Berech HaMacharisha Divrei Reb Meir. So the rain has to penetrate until the knee of the plow as it enters the soil. Okay, that was a shear of Reb Meir. Cham momim b'chareva tefach, b'beinonis tfachayim, b'avuda shlosha tfachim. So they have an actual measurement depending on if the ground has been worked or not. So Tanur Reb Shimon Lazar Omer, and the tefach melamala shein tehom yotze dekras or shlosha tfachim. Why? Because if a tefach of rain comes down, so that stirs sort of the rains of the tehomos, of the subterranean springs. V'atanya tfachayim, lokasha kan be'avuda, kan b'shein avuda. So again, b'shein avuda, there the ground is firmer because it hasn't been turned over multiple times. So there, the rains, if it goes down a tefach, that means it's a lot of rain. If it's avuda, it would be tefachayim. So Amar Blazer, sheminaschen esamayim mechag, tomar b'lechaveru abami mecha. So one tehom says to the next, let your waters flow. Kol shnei veyim, ani shomea shenemar tehom el tehom, kori lekol tzinarecha. Rashi says, the shnei veyim are nisa chamayim, nisa chayayin. Amar Rabba l'di chazi li hay ridya, that's the malach of the mayim, dami leigwa upirsa sifabase, it's like a cow with an open lips, vekayama bein tchuma tatala tahoma ila, positioned between the rikios, the tahoma ila amale, chasher mimecha, unleash your waters, the tahoma tata amale, ava mimecha, let your waters flow upwards, shenever hanitzanim niruva ares, eitz hazamir higia, vekol hatar, Kol Hator, Rashi says, like the shore, that's the ridya, looks like a shore. V'kol Hator nishma b'yartzeinu. Okay, so hayim misnan v'yardu g'shamim. It's a little bit of halacha to finish the perek. So Tanur Rabbanan hayim misnan v'yardu g'shamim kodem anitzechama lo yashlimu, because the tainus wasn't even chal yad lachar anitzechama yashlimu. Divrei Reb Meir, logical position. Rabbi Yehuda omer kodem chatzos lo yashlimu lachar chatzos yashlimu. It's a little bit harder to understand. Rashi explains, basically, chatzos is when you really sense the tainus, because most people eat at chatzos. Rabbi Yossi says some people eat even later in the day. Kodem teshaos lo yashlimu, le'achar teshaos yashlimu, shekin matzino be'achav melech Yisrael, she'isani v'teish teshaos ulumala, she'nemar, heri isa ki nechna achav. It has to do with the b'nei melachim being kam at shalosh shaos, so they wait their 6 hours. Breakfast apparently wasn't so big those days. Rabbi Yehuda nesia gazer tanisa v'yardam yisham le'achar nitzacham, resav la'ashlaminu. He thought maybe we paskin like Rabbi Meir, Amalei Rabbami, Kodem Chatzos Yachar Chatzos Shaninu, paskin like Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, Katan Gazer Tanisa, V'yardadam Gishanim, Kodem Anitzachama, Kisvurin Ha'am Lomar, Shavacho Shal Tzibor, wow, we must be doing something right. So Shmuel Katan said, you must be doing something wrong. Kuamar Lahamam Shalachom Mechot Mashal Lama Adavar Dome, La'evet Shimvakesh Pras Me Rabo. So Amar Lahem, Tinulo, Valesh Makolo. Just give it to him so they don't have to deal with their tfilos. Wow, Valesh Makolo Shuv. It was not such a positive thing. Shmuel Akatan Gazar Tanisa, Vyardilam Gishamla, Hershkez Achama, Kisviram Lomar Shvacho Shotibor, who Amr Laham Shmuel, Lo Shavach Shotibor, Lam Shalcha Mashal Mar Dabadom, Lavish Makish Prasu Rabo, Vamarlo Him Tinulad, Shet Yismak, Mekvit Star, Vachar Kach, Tinulo. Right, so he said, let them wait until the last minute, and then we'll give it to him. It's not such a shevach for a tzibur. Shmuel katan shevach also tzibur hechidami. So how would he have determined that the tzibur actually was doing something right? So he says, Amar mashiv aruach v'neishev zika, Amar morid ageshem v'asa mitra. You don't need to resort to the tainus. So this is a very deep lesson in life. Sometimes people think, we did all these extreme measures, we were answered, so that's the most impressive thing. And he's saying, no, the most impressive thing is not to need these kinds of extremes. So they always say, you know, they give the muscle from baseball, the guy who's making the diving catches, it's not always a sign that he's the best fielder. Maybe he's a very good athlete. And maybe if he was doing a better job positioning himself, it would have been a routine play, right? So that's basically what Shmuel HaKatan's point was. It should be routine. You know, Mashiv HaRuach, Morid HaGashem, in the context of the normal Shmona Esrei. Ma'isha HaGazir Tainis below, V'neima Halal Me'ikara, why'd they have to go home first? Abayi V'Ravar, Damri Tarvaya, V'fishen Omim Halal, Elal Nefesh Tzveya, because that's what it says in Halal HaGadol, Nosen Lechem L'chol Basar, Kili Olam Chasto, V'keres Malei, Ini V'harav Papa, Ekol V'vei K'nishta, Da'avi Gubar, Rashi says the place, or a location, V'Gazir Tainis, V'yardinam Gishamim Ad Chatzos, V'amar Halal, V'achar Kach Achlo V'shasu, so Shani B'nei Mechoza, T'shchichi B'hu Shechor, so you had to deal with the reality, what they had the doghouse there, the Mechoza, and that if they were going to have the Achlo V'shasu, they were going to be able to come back and say Halal HaGadol, because they would all be inebriated. So, you know, it's a little bit of symmetry to our learning, the Beis HaMishtaos. So he said, okay, let them come and say Halal there. So it's not a hard and fast rule. You know, that you can't say it on an empty, it'd just be better, because no sin lechol l'chol basar, kili al mechazdo, you'd want to say that on, you know, keres malaya, but if the keres malaya would have been a keres malaya, and also ben adam, who was inebriated, who was shaso yayin or worse, so that would not be much of a shevach to Hashem. He knew his customers. Shani bnei mechoza, the shchichi behu shechros. That was my pshara when they had the whole.